Hello and welcome to the first podcast in a very long time. We're glad to be back.
Very glad to be back.
Yeah, move the mic, very Charlie. Glad.
Yes, yeah. Very glad to be back.
We've
been away for so long for many different reasons.
Yeah, many different reasons. Me and Charlie have been busy guys recently and, you know, and we thought we'd just give it a bit of a break and then come back and hopefully you guys won't be bored of us anymore. We were getting a bit bored of ourselves, a little bit. We didn't really have the enthusiasm anymore. But, you know, we're back and we're thinking we might just do this podcast once a month so that you guys don't get sick of us, because I know there are some podcasts out there.
And I don't, just go on.
I don't want to listen to them. Yeah. I don't want to listen to them after a while.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they're not saying anything new. And yeah. Anything else to add, Charlie?
Also, one of the other reasons we've been away for so long is due to technical reasons.
Yeah. My computer decided that it didn't want to work anymore, basically. Which was fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
my computer didn't work, remember?
No, I know, I'm saying yeah, innit?
Oh, I thought you said what?
No, I said yeah.
Hmm.
Don't worry.
So, yeah. So, and also, we'll be going into some of the other reasons why we haven't been doing this podcast for a little while. A little later on in the show. But this first song is by a band called Between the Buried and Me.
We're going to play that. We've already played them before, but we found out that our friend Amy's dad, his middle name is the name of this song.
Yeah, and she said that he doesn't like that name, but I think it's a cool name. We both think it's a cool name, and we think it's a cool song.
So this is Mordecai.
Yeah, enjoy.
I'm
Yeah. Between the bird and me. Yeah. Don't know what Mordecai means, but
I know what it means either. Isn't it a Indian word? As in like as in Native American. It's really bad when calling an Indian. That's very wrong. They're not Indians. They're Native Americans.
They're Native Americans. You're so racist, Charlie.
I'm not, seriously. Yeah. And also, if you've seen the film The Royal Tenenbaums, one of them has a bird called Mordecai. I can't remember his name. I'm a bit lame.
Anyway.
Now,
guys, get ready. Yeah, this is Riff of the Week.
This is gonna be a banger. It's gonna be a banger. A banger. That was good. That was very good.
That was by a band called Haste the Day. And the song was called When Everything Falls. Well, if you're not going to say it, then I better say it then.
I was about to say it.
All right, well then just go. Go then, go.
Well, you said it.
Well, say some more.
Okay, that's for their second album, which is also called When Everything Falls. I haven't got either of their albums. If you do, tell us if they're good.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
We just like that song.
Yeah. Very good song. The rest of the song is also good, not just that riff.
Really?
Yeah.
So, up next, quote of the month is my personal choice. It's by a band that we featured on the podcast last time round, and that band is called The Chariot, ex Norma Jean singer, and this is quote of the month. Anything else to add, Charlie? Throw your roses, throw your tears, throw your roses, throw your tears, throw your roses, throw your tears. Yeah, that was from The Chariot. Go back. Listen to it again. Go back. Yeah, listen to it again. Listen out for the banjo. That's how amazing this band is. Anyway. This band are amazing.
No.
That's how amazing this band is. Yes, I got it right the first time.
I didn't do English A-level.
I don't do English either.
You did English A-level, though.
Yeah, whatever.
So you know more than me. We should ask your dad.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, a banjo in like a metalcore song. It's crazy.
And also,
anyway,
there was that live video we found on YouTube where they started off on their songs with that song Everybody Dance.
Yeah,
now.
Go to YouTube and
find it. We don't know what it's called or anything.
We don't know what the song is called, but it starts off with that little sample. The bat is they're insane. Anyway, next up is Charlie's download of the month. Yeah,
it's not just mine.
It's mine as well.
Yeah,
but Charlie found out about the band for a little CD that he got with Alternative Press, because Charlie's so cool that he gets Alternative Press delivered from America to his house. Anyway, go Charlie, go. It's your
It's a band called Iron Dissonance, not iron, ion, ion. Sorry, I said it wrong. Ion Dissonance. They're completely insane. Completely. Go to www.id357.com/discography.
Is that you could just forget the discography bit and just go to ID357. It's not three as in THREE,
or five. Like, or
it's just
like
the actual, yeah, things. It's the actual numerals, not the spelling.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, here's a little clip of Ion Dissonance. Ion Dissonance.
Ion Dissonance.
Yeah, here they are.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
That's all you're getting. That's all you're getting. Go and check them out.
It now. You know the address. We don't have to repeat
yeah,
it.
Yeah, stop the podcast. It's literally pause the podcast. Go and get it now. We'll wait here for a second.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know, because I just think they should go and do it.
Yeah, but they can just pause it. There's no need for us to leave a gap, is there? Really?
All right, whatever.
Anyway, song number two. We played this band in the first podcast. Actually, the first song we ever played was by them.
And then they went off and recorded some stuff with...
Yeah, they're currently doing an EP with...
I think it's the guitarist out of Motion City soundtrack. I think it's the one that's going slightly bald. No offence to the guy. He is a legend.
Yeah.
But...
And they're doing it in... Are they doing it in the...
He's going slightly bald.
US.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, they went to America. They've toured America a little bit.
And now they're recording an EP and they're going to become huge... I remember, like, seriously, they're going to be, like, the next Panic at the Disco, probably. Maybe not that big. Maybe just the next Motion City soundtrack.
Fucking don't say that. Those...
Look, shush!
Fucking yeah, that band. I never want to hear about that band ever again.
Who?
Panic at the Disco.
Motion City soundtrack. No, what's bad about Motion City soundtrack?
Panic at the Disco.
Why do you keep on saying
I don't know. Their actually, name I feel a little bit sick. Whenever I say their name, I feel a little bit sick. Especially with the exclamation mark.
Panic at the
Disco. Yeah, it's not even Panic at the Disco. It's Panic... At the Disco. It's just, I don't even understand it. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, here's a song from Maple State. I don't know what they're releasing, whether it's an album or an EP or a demo or something, but here's a new song by them.
It's a new song. This is a new song.
This is a new song.
Clearly, drawn out before me, and I know where we're heading.
like floating, like putting faith into the waves. Ooh, I see you clearly. You're all out before me. And I know where we're heading, and I hope that we get there soon. 'Cause I see so clearly. You're all
from Manchester, UK, so it's very special for us.
We almost played a gig with them.
Yeah.
But the reason why they couldn't play with us was because they were playing with Motion City Soundtrack.
Yeah, so we let them off that one.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I've met them because my friend is good friends with them, and I met them, and they're nice guys. That's good. It's horrible when you meet people in a band and they're just horrible.
Yeah.
Like, what's that about? People come and see your show, and then you're just like, it's always Americans. Actually, it's not always Americans.
Do you know who's really nice? Frank Turner.
Yeah, X-Million Dead singer. He's a nice guy. Remember him like twice.
And asked me if he voted.
Yeah.
And he was like, I get the chance. And I was just like, I lost quite a lot of respect for him.
You gave him one of those things.
That's because like Stephen, like when Stephen was like, "Give that to him, give it to him."
What are they called?
And so it was like things like you used to like do in kids. It was like pick a
color,
your
fingers, those bits,
pick a number, yeah, pick a number. You smell. My friend fancies you and shit like that. You know.
Friend fancies you.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Shit like that, and Stephen was like, "Give that to him." And Stephen was like, "Why did you give that to him? Why?" And I was like, "Because he told me."
It was like literally one of the most fucking lame things I've ever seen in my life.
I really regret he gave me such
Give
a dirty
Frank
look
Turner
after
this
that.
Thing. Yeah, he gave us the dirtiest look. I was ashamed
but,
to be
but,
with you at that
but,
point.
But when they played Rise and Fall at the end, he noticed me singing along and he pointed at me and was like, "That's immersed." It's like something the last line, you know, "That's immersed in barbarous."
Longing.
Not barbarous. Barbarous. Yeah. What's next on the list?
We're going to do a few little shout-outs to people. Shout-outs. We've been getting quite a few comments, thankfully, because we live for comments, and we were a bit worried that, like, because, like, we weren't doing that many hadn't done a podcast in ages, that people stopped giving us comments. But some people have, because they're nice, and we live for comments. So, Willy Mouth, thanks for your comments. We got you into Penknife Love Life. And some other band as well, maybe the Bleds.
The Bleds, some other band. Yeah. Forget about Penknife Love Life, the Bleds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you also asked us to say Tom is a cock smoker.
So, Tom, you like to puff that cock, do you? According to Willy Mouth, who used to be called Cinderella, yeah. See, yeah. I keep track on all our fans, yeah. I know exactly what it was called before Willy Mouth. It was called Cinderella. So that's how sad I am. Anyway.
Also to 020 Cameo. Hello.
Yeah. And Moo Emperor.
Emperor. We're liking the Glassjaw reference.
I don't think Glassjaw get the appreciation that they, you know, they deserve. They were a fucking amazing band and started.
When are we going to start doing one of these like podcasts that are dead, like, especially for certain bands? When we had one, we're going to do one for the Bled. One for Million Dead, we could do one for Glassjaw.
We should definitely do one for Glassjaw.
Shall we?
I don't know.
We do like special ones where you just play them and have.
But only
quotes.
For bands that don't get that much recognition. Like Million Dead didn't get that much recognition. Like the first album.
Yeah.
And Glassjaw didn't.
Well, they did, but they don't get any now from all you youngsters.
Yeah.
Apart from Moo Emperor.
I was listening to that album, Worship and Tribute, not the first one. I'm not so familiar with the first one. I know, I'm a noob.
No, I wasn't doing that because something in my throat. Sorry, it's the first few words.
Right. Anyway, yeah, I was listening to that. And, like, it still sounds brand new. They could release it today. And that's the same with At the Drive-In, Relationship in Command as well, I think. If I listen to that, it sounds brand new. You don't agree with me, do you, Charlie?
I don't know, I haven't listened to those albums in ages.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. So go and check out Glassjaw.
If you haven't already.
What's next, Charlie?
What's next? song number three.
What is it going to be?
You know what it is, Nathan.
Do I?
Yes.
What is it?
Can't believe you've forgotten what song number three is.
I really have forgotten. Genuinely,
you are
forgotten.
Such an N00B.
Whatever. Noob. What is it? Just fucking say what it is.
It's this.
You don't even know yourself.
I do.
Yeah, that was a band called Drive Like I Do. They're also from Manchester. A bit like the Maple State.
Manchester theme, they want to pop from Tim and Barry and me. They're from Manchester. Or Haste the Day, or The Chariot. So in fact, no Manchester theme, just pure coincidence.
Yeah. And that band, that's only a demo. So give them a chance. Trust me, give them a chance, yeah. I got to say thanks to my brother, Louis, for telling me about that band. Thanks, Louis. Yeah. So, we come to the point in our podcast where we feel it's time to tell you why we haven't really been doing any podcasts for quite a while. And part of it is just down to us being lazy. I must state that.
Yeah.
Straight away. That is probably one of the main reasons why.
That's probably about 30%, I would say.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about the other 70%?
I would talk about like another 20. Divine 70. I'll probably say 30.
Another 30%
would be also like computers not working and like, yeah. and like Nathan having work to do, me having work to do, or like,
yeah,
us like going out or people going back to uni and we don't want to like be like, sorry, we can't see you before you go back because we've got to do a podcast. And there's the other 40%.
The other 40%, basically, we're not going to name names, are we?
No.
We're not going to name names, but basically, a lot of people over the last 3 weeks, have kind of fucked with us. Is that all right?
They kind of fucked us over, really.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it a little bit, Charlie?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I found out. Are we really going to tell them this?
I don't know. I don't know if it's important. I don't think what happened is important. But just, yeah. Basically, we don't... Everyone out there, yeah, please. What happened to us is fucked up, right? And basically, like, our friendships with people have been completely ruined because there are people in the world that just think about themselves and don't think about their actions and what their actions will do to other people. And they're a bit fucked in the head. And we just want you guys to appreciate your friends for who they are and don't be a fucking idiot to them, basically. And don't, you know, because, like, your friends are, like, all you have, really, you know. I mean, yeah. You got your family, but, like, without your friends, you know.
It, like, me, I've got a really small family. It's just me and my mum. Without my friends, I'd hang out with my mum all day. But she's at work all day, so I'll be sitting at home all day on my own. Yeah. Friends are everything.
And, like, some of our so-called friends just thought, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to disregard a friendship that I've had for however many years and do something that I want to do, no matter what the consequences are. Mm. And we know, like, it doesn't really matter what happened. That's not the important bit. It's just we want you guys to know, just don't be idiots.
Yeah. So, but it's not just friends too. It's also in relationships too.
Yeah.
Like.
Don't lie. Don't lie. Just be honest.
I used to think, right, you know, it's TV. Oh, the first rule of relationships is always tell the truth. It seriously is. Because otherwise.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Seriously.
And if
people get hurt.
If you're in a relationship with someone, whether that's a friend relationship or like a girlfriend, boyfriend thing or whatever, like, if what happened to us has taught us anything, it's just that you have to be honest to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, honesty is like the key to everything.
The honesty is probably one of the biggest signs of respect too, in my opinion.
It's true. Like, okay, take for example, right, you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, oh, I know someone who has a really bad BO problem, but you haven't had the honesty to tell them. Wait, go with me, yeah, go with me, trust me, yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, you go on for years and years and you don't tell them, and then it comes out that they do, and they get really annoyed at you that you didn't tell them. And then it's like, you know, why didn't you tell them? I'm not really making any sense here, am I?
No, but I know what I mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay. Like, that's just something so, like, minor. Like, that's nothing. Yeah. But it's still the principle. Like, you just need to be honest to your friends. If they smell, yeah. tell
like,
them.
Or like if they do, like, if they always crack a joke as to that, that isn't funny. So you're going, ah, yeah, yeah. Just go, no, that's not funny. Or if they always like you come around your house and they won't let you eat any of their food, even if you haven't any food. Or if they just, like, when you're around their house, they expect you to make loads of food for them. So, or do something generally quite annoying, if you know what I mean. You know, just, yeah. You know, it's best to be
honest. It's not about your friends being annoying.
Yeah.
Like,
And if they don't understand, then they're stupid. Because, I mean, obviously, if you grew up in, like, you know, Nathan's example, be a problem. You fucking stink, right? They're gonna be like, well upset if you're like, mate, seriously,
do something about that.
Sorry about it, like.
But anyway, I think it's just, this is too mundane.
Too mundane.
Like, what we're talking about is, like, what happened to us is serious shit.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I don't really know if I have anything else to add apart from don't be a fucking idiot to your friends, because, like, when they're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're not coming back. And, you know, they may want to hurt you. They don't see you.
Yeah.
I know I want to hurt some people now. After happened to me. I've got a lot of anger built up inside, ready to unleash. Well, ready to unleash. Like that, leash. I quite like the word unleash. It's a good word. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's our little rant over now.
Also, oh my God, I've got another rant.
Oh yeah, go, Charlie.
Right, what is up, right, with people getting pasta in restaurants? I understand, like, lasagnas and, like, macaroni and, like, special big things, but when people get, like
macaroni? Not macaroni. Macaroni's the lowest of the low. That's below macaroni.
Wait,
cheese.
No. Wait. I say that, right, but back, like, 10 years ago when I used to eat meat, right, there was this place in the village where my grandma lives called Macaroni House. They come in things that big. The buffest food I've ever had in my entire life. I can't understand going for that, so that's not the exception. All anyway, right, for people to go and get, like, you know, like, spaghetti and, you know, tomato sauce and pay, like, £6 for it, it's like, you could have made that for, like, 50p at home. And, like, okay, it might not taste as good if you spend £2 on it. It's exactly the same.
You know what, yeah? You know what? Pizza Express. It's called Pizza Express for a reason. It's in the name.
Yeah, Pizza Express.
And pizza. Everywhere's pizza. There's no pasta hut. No, yeah. It's Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go to pizza. Oh, I'll have spaghetti with tomato sauce. No, make it. It's true. Joe, you got a good point there. It's not
fair enough, right? If it's a really hard meal to make, but it's not. It's like the easiest meal. You can even buy pasta sauces in little jars.
Maybe they should make Pasta Hut. Pasta then it's Hut. Then you're allowed, I think. If it's called Pasta Hut.
Yeah, but it
it's in the name. It's in the name.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, I really want an alternative to pizza, so they order pasta. But it's like, why? You could have made that at home. And they're usually really small portions too.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculously overpriced. Like, fair enough with the pasta, right? You bought pasta and it was like £3. I can understand that. Like, they freshly made it, sauce and stuff, you know, £3. Because there's not much goes into actually making it and making the sauce. When people are like buying pastas at like £7, you know, it's like, why?
I love how this is like no relation to mainstream mode hardcore at all.
Yeah, no relation.
Can I say something? Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Noob. What is it with people saying MySpaz?
Yeah.
Please, explain to me. Will someone send me a comment? I live for comments, yeah? Send me a comment. Why do people use the term MySpaz? It's actually really offensive towards people that have learning difficulties.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a good person, so I sometimes do work with people with learning difficulties.
Yeah. Me and Nathan have both actually worked with people.
So it's not cool. You know, I don't know anyone in particular, but, you know, when I'm on MySpace, I'm on there for, you know, 9-10 hours a day. So I
that's actually true, though, guys. You're actually laughing.
It's not true.
Really?
Really? Anyway, yeah, don't do MySpaz. It's not cool. I don't think it's cool. It's not cool, is it, Charlie?
No, and also, even if it wasn't really that offensive, it sounds a bit stupid.
Yeah.
MySpaz. It's like, why? It takes up the same amount of time to write out MySpace. Actually, no, this is the one letter. but it sounds the same when you speak it out.
Speak it out when you speak it out. What
the hell? Yeah, I've, do you not know I've created my own language?
Really?
Charlie English.
Can I speak something else out?
Yeah, you can speak out.
Give it a name. Is anyone going to give it a name? I'm going to give it a name. It's this Saturday and Sunday. I'm going both days. So
I'm
if
not
you're there,
going.
Then let me know. Maybe we could meet up.
Yeah.
You're not going, Charlie.
I'm not going.
So why are you like, yeah, you're not going?
I was saying, yeah, I'm not going. I'm working.
Give it a name. What the fuck is it about with Mike M called Romance? Sorry, I don't know if people don't know Mike M. Anyway, yeah. What is it with them fucking headlining? That band, I saw them support Taking Back Sunday. They were shit. They were shit. They were so fucking shit. And I was just like... And that was like last year, maybe October?
I don't know.
I went to go and see Taking Back Sunday. And I was just like, what the fuck is the hype about? And now they're headlining this. Crazy. And Lost Profits. Crazy. Band to go and see, though, Say Anything. That's the only reason I'm going to this festival, is to see Say Anything and Under Oath.
Is that the only reason?
Those two bands are the only reason. Everyone else on that bill I've seen.
Who else is playing?
Panic at the Disco. Thrice.
What about Alexis on Fire?
No.
No, okay, that was something else.
No, that's Download. Download looks good this year. Reading and Leeds look shit this year. Anyone going to Reading and Leeds? Don't. Just don't go, because it looks shit, right? Anyway, we're like throwing in random rants from nowhere.
It's because we've had like 4 weeks of rants just like storing up inside.
Yeah. Should we go to a song now, Charlie?
Yeah.
This is not emo. It's not hardcore. It's not metalcore. It's not mainstreamo. It's not pussycore.
It's not a cliched sub-genre.
Yeah, it's not even a cliched sub-genre.
We thought instead of... This is... We just play a non-emo-related song. There aren't even guitars in this song.
Yeah. There's a bass guitar. It's not even a guitar.
It's a double bass.
Yeah, double bass.
It's not even a guitar.
Slightly guitar-related.
You know, the only thing...
Slightly guitar-related. It has strings and a fretboard. Slightly guitar-related.
The only rock thing related to it is a drum kit.
Really?
Yeah, and also this band are cover versions of rock songs.
Yeah, this is the Bad Plus. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we recommended them in the first podcast, yeah. But we didn't actually play any of them, so we're gonna play some now.
Yeah, Bad Plus, yeah. That was The Bad Plus.
Hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't, we're sorry. But tough, this is our podcast. We play what we want to hear. Yeah.
What's with the aggression, man?
I told you, I've got a lot of anger built up, isn't it? A lot of anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was podcast number 11.
Yeah, we want more comments. And we want more suggestions. We want more input. Because now it's going to be a month, every month. Yeah. That gives you guys plenty of time to think about stuff. You want to hear
that
songs you want
to
hear.
Plenty of time to sort out stuff.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Because then we've got a month to go and ask the bands if we can play them and stuff.
In person too. We're going to try and do that. Like hunt them down and we're not.
Yeah. And if anyone's got any more poems.
Oh, there were some more poems.
Oh, there were. We're not going to be able to do the poem this week. Because it's already the longest show ever.
But it has to be longer though because of
because the month.
But we're going to end it now anyway because on our list of things.
But if you've got more poems or more anything. We want anything. Maybe if we're. No, I can't bother to do that whole like fucking. They ring us up and leave a message and shit. Yeah. That's long. Everyone does that. That's fucking cliched. Everyone does that. And then just like plays their message and then takes the piss out of them. I'm not doing that, are we, Charlie?
No.
We could have a conversation with someone. No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we could like get like our like biggest fan.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to have a conversation with us live and then we'll record it. You know what I'm talking about, yeah? And get in touch. Yeah, and we'll try and work out how exactly you do it.
Anyway, we're going to leave you with some Mainstreamo Gold. I think this is from... Is it number 4? Oh, I can't remember.
Mainstreamo Gold. Yeah, here's some Mainstreamo Gold.
It's probably not number 4, but you should know what it is.
See you next month.
Hello, welcome to the 5th episode.
It's not an episode, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, 5th podcast. Or 5th in the saga. That is Mainstreamo to hardcore and every cliche top room.